Let's go to our first guest of the day, staff apologist. You know him from Catholic Answers Live 5 to 7 here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Carlo Broussard. Welcome back, brother.
Good morning, John.
Good morning
for having
to you.
Me,
where are you at now?
I am at home in Murrieta, California.
Okay. Did you move to California?
I did, yeah.
When was that?
Yeah, well, we moved here when I first started working at Catholic Answers 2.5 years ago.
I guess I didn't know that. Do you ever get back to New Orleans?
Well, not quite New Orleans. I'm not from New Orleans.
Well, you get there. You played there a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I play a little music there, but more so from Lafayette. And I do get back. Yeah, Lafayette, Louisiana. I do get back about once a year to go and give a talk at various parishes. So
a lot
hopefully
of people
I'll get back this year.
Don't know your skills, my man. What is it you play again? What do you play? What's the instrument?
Oh, what did I play? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I played the Cajun accordion.
That's it. The Cajun accordion.
Not that big piano thing. Some Zydeco folks played that, though.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the little bitty polka thing. It was a Cajun accordion, sort of a unique thing. And it's kind of a mix of Zydeco, which is sort of Creole kind of Cajun music, and a mixture of rock and roll and stuff like that.
You still play?
I still play a little bit at the house. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, you were professional, weren't you?
That's right. Yeah, I was trying to make a career out of it because there's a market for it down in southern Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I was trying to make a career out of it from the time I was 13 years old playing in the bars and the honky-tonks to the time I was 20. And then the Lord called me and I gave it up to pursue theology and philosophy. And here I am talking to John Leonetti.
Now, during this time, well, you haven't gone too far, so I'll just tell you that if you're talking to me. if you're playing the accordion, you're trying to make a career, when was it that your faith just said, you said, I got to do this. I got to go all in for my faith.
Yeah, well, when I said I got to go all in for my faith, I was about 20. Because I came to the Lord about 17 and a half, close to 18, started studying apologetics, and, you know, sort of through that knowledge, I grew in love, fell in love with the Lord, fell in love with the faith. And then for 2 years, I continued to play music and trying to pursue my music career, but I started to experience that tension and came to a crossroads where I knew that if I was going to pursue the Lord full force, that I just couldn't continue down the path and playing in the nightclubs and the bars and stuff where I was playing as a musician.
Sure.
So I gave up my first dream of trying to become a professional Cajun accordionist full-time and pursued my newfound dream of becoming a Catholic apologist.
You've got a new book out, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. You could have really split this thing up into about three books, man. There's a lot in here. But here's what I think. I've been able to thumb through a lot of the book. Here's what I like the most about it, Carlo, and I think this is your style, is there is a buzzword out there, you've heard it a million times, called accompaniment. You know, a lot of people are saying that word. This is a book on accompaniment when it comes down to it. You're not a guy that's just hammering the Catholic Church into people. You're a guy that's saying, hey, come and see. And you're inviting
right.
others to do the exact same thing because you come at it from a source of a sense of mercy here with pity. You say there are many people, earnestly seeking truth, but infected with relativism. You know, relativism,
right.
this disease, if you will. And you say, yeah. No, there's a way we can go about this.
Yeah, the idea, John, is that our Lord is approaching all of us. And of course, especially unbelievers, which is what the book is oriented toward, helping unbelievers, coaching Catholics to help unbelievers. But our Lord is approaching with the gifts of truth and life. And as you mentioned, John, we're inviting unbelievers to come and see. But very often there are blockers, there are blinders, there are obstacles that impede unbelievers from seeing. That impede our unbelievers from encountering our Lord as he's approaching with the gifts of truth and life. And it's our job as Catholic evangelizers to help remove these obstacles, these roadblocks that unbelievers have, whether it be intellectually or emotionally, obstacles to truth, obstacles to God, Jesus, Christianity, and the church. And very often in conversation with unbelievers, these obstacles will manifest themselves in the following questions. Like, for example, how can I believe in truth? How can I acknowledge that there's objective truth out there when people believe so many different things. You think that if there were objective truth, well, then people, everybody would believe it, right? Mm-hmm. And since everybody doesn't, well, then I guess there's no objective truth. Or how can I embrace objective truth when it's intolerant or bigotry to say that I'm right and somebody else is wrong? Well, those things, those are obstacles that we have to try and help remove for unbelievers in order for them to encounter Jesus, the truth, and acknowledge the objectivity of truth. When it comes to God, somebody might say, well, how can I believe in God when there's so much evil in the world? Or when it comes to Jesus, how can I believe in Jesus when I can't even trust the historical reliability of these Christian documents called the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? And then the same goes with Christianity. How can I be a Christian when so many are hypocrites? Something like that.
You know, I want you to answer all these questions, right? I mean, my goodness, I'm sitting here like, stop asking. I want to hear.
Well, John, you know, you have to bring me back on, brother, and I'll walk you through these strategies.
Well, this
which
book
brings me to the next
go ahead.
Point. Each chapter very quickly is broken down into distinct strategies that coach you, the reader, whether you're a Catholic or a non-Catholic Christian who's engaging in believers, to remove these obstacles, strategies to overcome them. And each strategy is guided by questions to draw out ideas, expose fundamental flawed assumptions, and to guide the conversation along.
What do you say, Carlo, to people? And there's a certain, maybe a smaller group of people, not those that really want to, you know, are diving into this book and really want the answers, but the people that maybe sit back and say, Carlo, I get it, but I'm just tired. The world's beating me down here, man. I'm tired. I got work. I got all of these things going, and I've kind of left that conversation with friends or family. I don't want to get into it anymore. I don't want to talk about it much. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, I would say I'm tired too.
Yeah.
I get tired as well. But you know what? Jesus was tired, and when he was on the way of the cross, he was tired going up the hill of Calvary. But he picked up his cross and he went forth. Why? Because he knew the effort was worth it, because he knew salvation was at the end of the road. And we as evangelizers, even though we're tired, we must, with Jesus, by the power and grace of our Lord, pick up our cross of being tired, our cross of constantly getting rejected, and continue the good fight, to remain in the fight. Why? Because the end is worth it. The end justifies the means in this case, right? The end of salvation, the gift of salvation that we're offering unbelievers and all people through Jesus Christ is worth the effort of inviting people to come into union with him, of explaining the truths of our faith with regard to unbelievers, the truth of truth, the truth of God, right? The truth of Jesus, Christianity, and to help remove obstacles that are keeping them from the church. But fundamentally, and then the last thing I'd say, John, is that the chapters in this book are very short. They're like little short essays. Mm-hmm. So each chapter is digestible. So you can read through one chapter in probably, you know, 15, 20 minutes, have these three strategies articulated and categorized, sort of arrows in your quiver, so that the next time you encounter an unbeliever who has this obstacle, you'll be prepared. In a very short amount of time, you'll be prepared to be able to help remove that obstacle. So the book is constructed in a way that you can read chapters in bite sizes, one at a time. And in each chapter, you have a plethora of information that you're able to retain due to the way that we set it up and dividing it into these distinct strategies. So it's easy to articulate and assimilate into your own thinking.
Should we give one away?
Yeah. I think we can do that.
I got one here.
There you go.
Let's give it away. Text number 3. Text your name to 223-1150. Put your name. So I would text John Leonetti into 223-1150. The third text that I see come in here is going to be the winner of Carlo Broussard's new book, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. The text line is open, 223-1150. When we come back from the break, I'll announce the winner, and that is text number 3. Carlo, man, you are the man.
Thank you, John.
Plowing forward. I love your stuff. There's nothing else I can say to it, man. Keep it up, all right? We need you.
Thank you, brother.
We need you. Carlo Broussard, everyone. What's your website? Do you have one?
CarloBroussard.com.
CarloBroussard.
And they can get the book at shop.catholic.com.
Got it. Shop.catholic.com. Prepare the way. Carlo, we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Later, brother.
All right.